Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and our conversation happening today with John Ford, Raleigh County Commissioner in District 1. He is joining us via telephone today, and we're going to talk in this next segment about some changes coming up in terms of department heads, personnel, and even on the commission as well. But there's a lot of folks, it seems like, right now in Raleigh County that are either retiring or moving elsewhere, it seems like.
Yeah, another interesting dynamic of 2020 this year. Actually, you know, a lot of it has to do with longevity. Some of our department heads have been with Raleigh County for a very, very long time, and we've been very, very grateful for their work and effort during that time. I know as life works out, you know, it's time to move on to other things, and that's where, you know, a handful of them are currently. Currently, we have a new planning director in place. Her name is Amanda Smeller. She is from Washington State. I believe she started at the beginning of last week. She will replace me, Monty Weedle, at that same position, who will be retiring next week, I think, officially. So there's a few weeks of overlap in there to kind of give her a chance to get her feet wet. I'm looking forward to some of the ideas and innovations that she has expressed along the way. I think that'll be very good for Raleigh County moving forward. Of course, we're all aware that Pat Collins will be leaving us here at the end of the year as well. He's been a person that wore many, many hats for Raleigh County through the year, including fire chief and emergency management director for the last 27. He's been with Raleigh County for over 40, so that gives you some indication of longevity there. We're still kind of in the mix of trying to find the person to replace them. We realize they're not going to replace one for one there. So kind of challenging. Over the summer, we kind of restructured both the fire communications and emergency management departments under kind of one umbrella. So we're going to have an emergency services director and then fire chiefs and emergency other emergency management positions and communications will all report to that. So it was a way to kind of efficiently kind of break it out without having to really go too far with it. And I think we're should be set up pretty well, even with the current pandemic in place moving forward, to be able to make all that work and to be able to fill the roles that Pat has done for us for many, many years now. The last one, of course, is Leon Hobson. We'll be moving on from the Public Works Department. He has spent the last 17 years here with Raleigh County, but has Public Works and engineering experience that lasts well over 30 years. We are in the application process for that. Probably somewhere towards the end of the month, October, we'll probably start some interviews so that we have somebody in place towards the end of the year for that. And also left us here late summer with Cindy Vellante, our longtime human resource manager. She took a similar position up in the Kansas City area to be closer to her daughter and her family. And so we've replaced her with Elizabeth Ward. Somebody I think that'll fill that role very, very well. She has already started it in place. And, but yeah, a lot of new faces both now and looking forward to 2021. And of course, there'll be two new commissioners serving as well. So I guess if you're going to make changes, I guess you go all out on that. So, of course, November 3rd will tell us who those two individuals will be. And I think there'll be a lot of changes, but I think they'll be good. I think Raleigh County will be moving really in the right direction moving forward, and I'm extremely optimistic and hopeful for all of that.
Yeah. I'll ask you a follow-up on that point here in just a moment. I've got a caller first I want to get to. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning, Commissioner and K-Man. You're talking about what's the population dropping here. Well, in your opinion, do you think it has, well, I know it has to do with military transfers, university transfers, and cutbacks, et cetera. And it's not just because of this virus thing. We can't blame it on that. Do you think there's, in your opinion, is there any possibility that the exponential raise in taxes in the last 4 to 5 years and the future taxes are going to go up probably, I predicted last year, you go up 10%, but I think they're going to go up more than 10%. City's only in debt $275,000. They just took on another big deal at the zoo. And the county's got all kinds of planned and bought a church that we never were in, which I don't understand. But that's probably a good buy, because you can never buy that land back if somebody else buys it. But in your opinion, do you think it's the raising taxes and the future look to raising taxes could have anything to do with it?
Well, I know this year for 2021, we lowered the mill levy. That is pandemic related. I think we have to watch for trends. It's not my specific goal to raise taxes at this point, to give economic development and some other innovations an opportunity, a chance to kind of grow and proceed forward here. And I think that's what's going to help balance some things out. The tough thing in property taxes is, with MBATH coming online, 43% of the property actually in Riley County is untaxable at this moment. Now, granted, most of that 43% provides the engine that kind of drives our economy, but you know, it does make it tough and challenging, and I don't think that the population has grown significantly enough to match with that. And I think how we balance that out, both in the short term and the long term, gives us a greater opportunity to be able to see some expansion and development. So it's a balance. Not my goal to raise taxes at all. If we can help it and try to work from our own kind of inside the box here, as some other things privately expand and help balance that out.
I think that's a very good answer. However, you know, you say we're going to keep the mill levy down. Well, that's great, but they raise the values of the property, so the taxes go up. It's kind of like in the car business to the salesman. The dealer would raise the lot fee and lower the commission, so it's an offset that still goes up. You still don't make as much money, and taxes will still go up because you keep raising the values.
Yeah. There's a lot of different entities to play there, too, including separate municipalities, sewer and water district, of course, the county itself, too. Even school districts have their own kind of LOB that kind of plays into the property tax, too. So there's a lot of different entities kind of working off of those numbers as well.
That's correct. Do you think there's a possibility that we would ever combine Pottawatomie and Riley counties, and then we could quit fighting about the bridge, and we could know where the city limits are, and we get our proper taxes, and we could get along a lot better, and we have one law enforcement outfit instead of two, and we, you know, and combined K-State police too. That's in the city now. We're paying for a chief there, a chief in Manhattan, and a sheriff in Pott County. Where we could consolidate it down to one and manage the entire thing. We could do the same thing with the commissioners and everybody else. There'd be some people lose some jobs, but then they could combine them.
It's always something to look at, definitely. It's kind of how we got the consolidated RCPD or law enforcement in general. Sometimes with that, you know, the ability to make those transitions become almost more expensive than the transition themselves. And I think that's what holds some of that back from time to time. But you know, as we move forward and as this region continues to evolve and develop, I don't think you leave any stone unturned necessarily.
We'll take a break, come back more with Riley County Commissioner John Ford after this on News Radio KMAN.